Spring runoff season will soon be here. We have reminders for families spending time near the river's edge next on Western Life Radio. Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
Faster Utah is proactive about school safety. For more information, fasterutah.org.
Be safe and keep your distance from the river's edge. Bruce Riddle with Utah County Search and Rescue shares some reminders.
I've always noticed and been a little interested in the fact that we tend to treat water a little more casually than we do other hazards and dangers. It's just sometimes not as apparently dangerous as it actually is. I like to think of it as an analogy between our, like a cliff. We would never let our small kids go anywhere near the edge of a steep drop-off or a cliff, and yet sometimes we let our guard down when they're at the edge of the water. And at the end of the day, they're really very comparable dangers. A kid falling into swift water could be very much like a kid just falling off the side of the cliff. So important that we as parents and family members be really diligent about watching the kids when they're close to the water, and preferably just making sure we keep them away from the edge as much as possible. It seems like we like to put a lot of our picnic areas and park areas right next to water, and it's an important part of nature, and I think people are drawn to it naturally, but it really can be dangerous, and we've got to be really alert and aware as we go into those areas. Most of us are the most cautious around water just because we've been through the training and been subjected to situations that can be dangerous. We've seen the effects of people falling into the water.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.